Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like it.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, the king is dead. We miss you, MJ. Really sad to see the king of pop pass away today. And I am taking your tweets, your IMs, your, we're in the chat room here if you want to chat and share some of your fond memories of one Michael Jackson and his work as an artist. Or we can talk about something else, but I think that MJ is on a lot of people's minds, so we're going to start off with that and go to your calls. And right now we have Z23. Z23, you're on the air. Mega show. What's up, dude?
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. I'm just sad to see Michael Jackson go.
Yeah. Were you a big fan of Michael? How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind telling us?
Could I keep that personal?
Absolutely. No problem. Moving on. What's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
It would have to be Thriller.
Thriller. Good answer. We're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Or you can chat with us on the internet on blogtalkradio.com. And we're going to go back into some MJ here. And Z23's request for Thriller, right?
Yeah. Why don't
yeah.
you go ahead and
that's what I thought. I can't. I have a short-term memory, dude. Thriller right here on Mega Show.
Creeping up behind, you're out of sight. darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Show. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, that video and Vincent Price's voice with that music, with that song, scared the living bleep out of me. Good times. Good request there, Z23. But hands down, I would say that that video for that song is probably the best music video of all time, and I don't think it'll ever be topped. I don't care what MTV says, that's just how it is. So, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Share us your thoughts, and if you have a request or you just want to reminisce about Michael Jackson, join us. We'll sing Kumbaya or something, or we'll sing Michael. If you want to sing a Michael Jackson song on the Blog Talk Radio, call in. We'll put you through. We're here with Z23. Z23, what's up, bro?
Yeah, I've just been listening.
Cool, man. Do you have another favorite Michael Jackson track?
Beat It, if you have it.
Beat It. Let's see if we got it here on Mega Radio.
Yeah.
All right, we're back here on Mega Show with our good pal Z23. What's up, Z23? Holding it down?
Yeah.
Excellent. If you want to mix it up with us in the chat room, feel free to come down. It looks like Walsh is listening.
What?
Big ups to Walsh tuning in. And we're going to go to some tweets here. I noticed there's something weird going on with Twitter. Twitter's really, I think this is the downfall of having like having some open source software or whatever it is, because it gets real buggy, or they're always doing maintenance, or there's always something weird going on. And today, I don't know, maybe the Michael Jackson stuff just like overloaded the circuit breakers or something, but there's no trending topics right now. I guess they just took it down. They're like, all right, everybody's just trending on Michael Jackson, so no, you know, I guess it's just redundant at this point. Oh, brother. So I'm going to go to some tweets here. I did a little blast on the Twitter, trying to get the word out about my tribute show here to Michael Jackson. And let's see. This is what, these are the responses I got. Oh, when did I first do that one? Oh, here we go. Carberry says, you know, I liked MJ despite his fanatical crotch-grabbing habit until he became a Jesus juice touting child molester. Still, R.I.P. MJ. And who else tweeted her? Oh, By G Baby says, some of my best friends are cracker. And then he's got a little smiley face on there. Then Reese Cup says, as my gram would say, you are a whole mess, LOL. And then Reese Cup follows up with, if I can call, wait, no, this is what she says. Reese Cup says to me at Vitoche, if I call, you're not going to try to recruit me to a tea party, are you? And the answer is, Reese Cup, no, I am not going to recruit you to a tea party. I might recruit you to a tea bagging, but not a tea party, if you know what I'm saying. All right, moving along here. Christina, no, it's not Christina, it's KLee75 says, Ed died too. By Ed, I believe she's referring to Ed McMahon, and I do believe I tweeted about Ed McMahon. I'm pretty confident that I gave a couple of tweets dedicated to Ed. Unless she means like that Ed from the MSNBC show, which would be really, I mean, I don't mean wish death on anybody, but I don't know. But unless Mr. Ed, but I think Mr. Ed the horse has been dead for years. I don't know. Oh, we got some activity here in the chat room. Walsh says, hey Vince, how about Dirty Diana? A request for Dirty Diana. You know, I'm going to have to dig through the crates for some Dirty Diana. I don't have that queued up right now. But we can go into something here. I'm going to dig for some Dirty Diana for Walsh. But while I'm doing that, we're going to go back to some MJ. And once again, reminding you, taking your calls and requests. This is our Mega Show tribute to Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. And this is one of my favorite tracks from Michael Jackson. This is called Working Day and Night on Mega Show. Thank you.
the three leading canned dog foods that does have real beef. Right. Nourishing meat byproducts and real beef, plus soy, vitamins, and minerals. The real beef could be the reason. Hernandez here. You heard him cry. Come here, dear. Come on. Come here. Here it is. Come on. Come on. Right here. There you go. Okay. He's a little frightened. I'll put it down further. Here you are. There you go. Come on. Come on, dog. Well, Hernandez is a little spot. Yes, please. Come right. Yes, please. Nice Hernandez. Alpha. The next time you find yourself looking at the canned dog food, yes, nice Hernandez. In your dog, reach for the can that contains real beef. Alpha. That way you can be sure of giving your dog the meat byproduct and the beef he loves. Now, doesn't your dog deserve Alpha?
Nothing matters in the music, get to you like been so bad.
All right. That was Off the Wall from the record Off the Wall by Michael Jackson, MJ, which has been pretty popular hashtag until they pretty much got rid of hashtags because that was the only one that was getting any hashtags. I have to admit, though, you know, I hate to see Michael Jackson be the reason, but I'm almost at the point where any reason not to hear something about Iran is fine by me. And I see no better thing to do than to celebrate the king of pop music. Basically, I view Michael Jackson as more or less the you know, not only is he the king of pop, but I think he's the Elvis of my generation. I can't think of any other way to really describe it or make similarities. I think Michael Jackson from my generation was Elvis. And, you know, Elvis in his later years wasn't exactly what he was when he rose to fame. But I think we'll all have good, positive memories of little Mikey Jackson. And, you know, I was on I was on iTunes downloading some songs. You know, you figure, you know, let's help out the Jackson family, right? I'm sure there's an onslaught of downloads. By the way, we're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Give us a ring-a-ding. We can talk about whatever you want. You can share with us your Michael Jackson memories, maybe your favorite songs, make requests, shout-outs, whatever. We don't even have to talk about Michael Jackson. Maybe you're already sick of Michael Jackson. I'm just so glad we're not talking about Iran for a minute that I'm happy to talk about Michael Jackson. I couldn't think of a better subject to have for a night than discussing the idiosyncrasies of the artist that we know as Michael Jackson. And join us here or come on down to the chat room. Walsh is holding it down in the chat room. Big ups to Walsh. And we're working on, we got a request from Walsh. And want to remind you, we're taking your requests at 347-826-7667 or via the chat room or via Twitter. Or you can, what else can you do? I'm on the Yahoo Messenger. If you go to Yahoo Messenger, I'm CAPT underscore Flamingo. That's Captain Flamingo on the Yahoo there. I think that's my name. Yeah, Captain. CAPT underscore Flamingo, as in Captain Flamingo. Hit me up on Messenger. You can Messenger me your comments, your questions, your concerns. That's what I'm here for. And I'm also here to pay tribute to probably the biggest artist of all time. And this is going to be fulfilling a request by Walsh. He asked for, he or she, I don't know, Walsh, I just see the little teeny little emoticon or avatar or whatever the fuck you call it. It's really small. It looks like he's long hair. It could be a dude, could be a chick, I don't know. But Walsh, this is for you. This is Dirty Diana on Mega Show.
You'll never make me stay, so take like the boys in the band. She knows when they come to town. Every musician's fan. After the curtain comes down, she waits at backstage doors for those who have prestige, who promise fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you want. I'll be your night loving thing. I'll be the freak you can talk. I don't care what you say. I wanna go to.
Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. Thanks to Walsh. Big ups to Walsh for requesting that one. And we discovered during that song there that Walsh is a he. So thanks, dude. And I also wanted to, you know what? You might have like heard that little commercial, beef commercial that I played in there back there a second ago. That was actually a clip I found on YouTube today of Ed McMahon doing a, I guess back in the day they used to do commercials, like on air they'd have Ed McMahon read a dog advertisement, dog food advertisement in this case, and so this is them on set. It's called, on YouTube if you want to look for it, it's Tonight Show Dog Food Advert. And I found it just by searching for Ed McMahon, and I found it. I found that cool little clip, and I also found this guy Minisode Network. This dude's got a cool little YouTube channel here. He's got, he does little. Oh Jesus, I'm loud. He does little. Whoa! Pause. Jeez. Okay, I don't know. This guy looks kind of it sounds kind of obnoxious, but he does little like tribute videos, and he calls them minisodes. And he's got like a swimsuit, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition Minnesota. It's just like a montage of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue photos. He's also got like a montage of, he's got a lot of Married with Children videos and all kinds of like neat little nidbits and tidbits. And he's got a bunch of Charlie Angels videos and also, or episodes, and he also has little tribute videos. And there's this one tribute video that I liked. It had a lot of Farrah Fawcett in it. This one, it's called Charlie's Angels Minisode, Dirty Business. And it's like he just kind of cut together the best parts of the video, or of the episode, I'm sorry. And so I've been like geeking out on old, clips of Ed McMahon and Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett, because those were three, like when I was growing up in the 80s, those were three cultural icons that were definitely prominent when I was growing up. So it's kind of sad and coincidental that those three individuals left us this week. But I digress. Oh yeah, you know what? It was kind of weird. I was downloading all these Michael Jackson songs, and as I'm loading them up here onto Blog to BTR, for some reason all the Jackson 5 songs will not accept. It's kind of weird. It's like certain artists or certain tracks I noticed won't load. Another one that won't load for me is California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre. It just won't for some reason. I think they have it like encoded or some fucking pirated. You have to like pirate it or some, do some crack shit. I'm not that techie. But anyways, taking your calls, 347-826-7667, or join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. And once again, big ups to Walsh hanging out, listening in. I don't know where Walsh is from, but we know his real name. I'm not going to tell you his real name. If you want to find out, you can ask him. He's in the chat room. Ladies, Walsh is a extremely attractive young man. And I don't know if he's available, but we can find out for you. And so while we're doing that, we are going to go back into some music from the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Wow, what have I not played yet? You know what? I think somebody. Oh, it might have been Z23. We lost Z23. He had a drop off there. But one of other Z23 was in the chat room either earlier, and he was saying that Smooth Criminal was one of his favorites. So I think I have that queued up, or maybe I just I thought I had it queued up. I don't. I'm going to work on that, and in the meantime, why don't you shake your body right here on Mega Show.
Straighten up your act.
I don't even know if that was the song I said it was going to be. I think I'm starting to play songs I already played. This little file list thing is all buggy. I don't know what the hell's going on. I apologize. If I keep playing like the same Michael Jackson songs over and over, just bear with me or call in and tell me so. And once again, that number is 347-826-7667, and we're going to go to the lines here in the 207. Walsh, what's going on, dude?
Oh, not much. Listening to your tunes. Cranking them out, Vince. You're doing a great job.
Right on.
As
so,
usual.
What's that?
As usual.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you joining us. And so, Walsh, what... you have any anecdotes, any memories, anything Michael Jackson related to share with us?
Oh, like yourself, the Thriller. When Thriller came out on MTV, I think he was the first black artist on MTV, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was either him or Eddie Grant. I can't remember. But
yeah.
I'd say my favorite two videos growing up were Rock Down 2, Electric Avenue. It's just called Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant. That video is cool. And around the circa that same time, of course, Thriller, which when I was a kid, that video and Children of the Corn scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Children of the Corn, yeah. Yeah, there was one before that I remember. It was Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. I don't know if
I'm glad I missed that one.
Oh, that was a pretty good one. Yeah, if you can ever pick that up, give that a try. Yeah, but Thriller, that always sticks in my head. You know, it really does. I wasn't really such a Michael Jackson fan until I met my wife, and she was, like, into him forever. And she really turned me on to him.
Right on.
She really did.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I kind of came in at Thriller, but then as I got older, I started to go back into the archive and get into actually, even I never even fully got into the old Jackson 5 stuff, but I was like, I've listened to some of it today. Unfortunately, for some reason, I can't upload it to BTR, but I've been listening to some of those tracks, and
right.
Some of that stuff is mean.
Like ABCs and the early stuff, that was really some good stuff. It really was.
Yeah, there was. I think my favorite of that era is probably "Dancing Machine."
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I wish I could play that right now, but I've tried uploading it like 500 times and it wouldn't upload. So, oh well, what are you gonna do? Well, we're gonna go into another track here. You want to hang on, Walsh?
Sure.
Or? All right.
Either way, I'll be here.
All right. Cool. I want to meet you while I queue up this track here. I don't know if this is the right track, but if it's not, I'll try another one.
Okay. I'll work on your dance.
Oops, we just lost him. Sorry, dude, I just muted you, but... No, we already did that. Here we go.
Don't
Midnight, broadcasting from the Bay. It is Mega Show, and we have a very distinguished new caller with us. Let me just, my switchboard is freaking out on me. Of course, right when Thick Things would call in, my fucking switchboard is freaking out. But I think we still have Walsh.
Yes, you do.
And Thick Things.
Hello.
There she is. It's officially a party, ladies and gentlemen. Thick Things.
What's going on?
Is here. How
all
you doing,
right,
girl?
I'm doing great. Having a blessed evening. Although a little sadness, RIP to Michael and Sarah, as well as Ed. We can't forget about Ed, man.
Yeah.
But my favorite MJ track would definitely have to be. We can either go two ways here. We could go PYT, but definitely Off the Wall, just the words of the song and the music, the production of the music, the crisp beat. It's really refreshing. So Off the Wall would definitely be one of my favorite Michael Jackson tunes.
Sweet. Unfortunately, I think I've played Off the Wall twice already.
It is a good party one.
I put it on once,
party.
And then I like, dude, I swear to God, do you host your own show, Thick Things?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, you got to do that already. But when you do, just be aware that the switchboard thing is really funky, really finicky, and it freaks out all the time. But I think I did already play Off the Wall.
Online.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in. Thick Things is she's where the party's at, is all I can say. Right now, I guess you're taking a break from Sidebar, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking a break right now. I saw you on, and I went, what? Mega Show?
Yeah.
Let me get my butt, my thick booty on
in
there.
Get the thickness over here.
yeah. And stop by and show you off. That's what it's all about.
That's right. The Bay representing.
Absolutely. Cali Connection.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to jump into the chat room here while I try to find... What was the other... Not Off the Wall. What was the other song you liked?
Oh, PYT. I was PYT pretty young.
PYT.
Too.
Okay. I'm gonna dig in my crate here and find PYT. And while I'm doing that, we're going to go into some Billie Jean.
All right.
And we'll be right back. Stick around. It's Mega Show.
Thank you.
Yeah, mega show, Billie Jean. Back here with my boy Walsh. What up, Walsh?
Yeah, we're still here.
How's it going, man?
Still hanging in there.
Yeah, I hear that, bro.
Bringing back memories. Lots of.
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Billie Jean, what's that, 83?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Yeah, that and I want to give a big ups to Thickness. That's Thick Thangs. She's the Thickness and the Sickness, known as Thick Thangs. And it was a pleasure and an honor for her to pop in for a second there. She's from the I know her through the Mill Nation crew, the what's it called, In the Building crew. There's this little collective from, where is it, Milwaukee. There's this little crew, and they just do their shows all day long.
Really?
And they're so much fun. I call in to their shows all the time, and it was cool to see. Thick Things actually isn't part of that crew, but she, like, she pops in there just like I do. She's from the Bay, like me. And Walsh, you're where? You're in Vegas?
Northern Maine.
Maine? Oh, damn.
Extreme northern Maine. I could throw a rock to Canada. In fact,
right.
Just this afternoon I made a wrong turn and I was at the border.
That's great. So 207 is Maine.
Maine, the whole state, 207.
What's it like living in Maine?
It's different. It's like living in another country. I mean, I am so far up north in Maine that, I mean, I am not near the ocean at all. The ocean, we went down there today. It's 2.5 hours away south.
Mm-hmm.
So I am really up here in the thick of the woods.
Wow.
And it's nice. It's peaceful. It's quiet.
Now, are you a native or are you a transplant?
No. I'm a Long Island man.
Ah, yeah. I kind of detected that in your voice a little
Long
bit there.
Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm
from Queens.
Oh, okay. Which is on part of Long Island.
Yeah, you could say
it's,
that.
It's on the same massive rock.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes,
but yeah, I'm familiar with New York and a little bit with Long Island. I lived in Brooklyn for a couple of years, so I got to make some trips out to Long Island a few times.
Oh, my wife is from Brooklyn.
Okay, what part of Brooklyn is she from?
Down by Kings Avenue.
Okay. I know more like neighborhoods and stuff. Like I lived for a while in like Fort Greene, Clinton Hill area.
Oh, that doesn't sound familiar. She's closer to the Sheephead Bay area.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, out there. All right, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, I used to live not too far from. Jeez, what would be the nearest thing there? Do you know where the Pratt School is at?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's like in Fort Greene. But good times in Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn. Everybody I met, and at least my experience was, the further you radiated out from Manhattan, the more friendly and warm people were.
And real.
Yeah. Like, all the busybodies that are coming in from all over the country and the world, they're really obnoxious, and they really kind of blow it for everybody else, as far as I'm concerned. And what I found is when I was out in the neighborhoods, because I bumped, you know, I moved around Brooklyn a lot, and I also, you know, had friends that stayed in Queens and in Staten Island, and all the people that I met that had been there for, you know, over generations, just seemed like a world apart from the people that I ran into in Manhattan.
That's
like,
right.
They might as well be in Kansas, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a complete world apart, and some of those kids. Like, in some of those neighborhoods, they have never been to Manhattan. They've never been outside of an 8-block radius of their house.
You're right.
You know, if they ever went down to Manhattan, they would think they're in a fucking foreign country.
Well, it's been quite a long time since I've been in Manhattan. But from what I've read and what I've heard from people, it's people from Kansas and Detroit. And there's nobody really from New York anymore in Manhattan. It's just taken over from all of the parts of the states.
Yeah. And the world. I mean,
yeah,
it's the international. It's basically the international capital.
Right.
I mean, that's where the money is. That's where the stock market is. It's all right there. But anyways, we digress. We're here to celebrate Mr. Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He's given us so much. And I also want to thank Thick Things for giving us so much. And she requested Pretty Young Thing. I hope she's listening. If she's not, maybe she can play this back. This is for her. This is PYT from MJ here on Mega Show.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT. Pretty Young Thing.
Wow, Mikey J. Little Mikey Jackson. R.I.P. Little PYT from MJ on Mega Show. Still here with my good man, holding it down up there in Maine. What's going on, Walsh?
Lost my server.
You lost your server? Yeah, I noticed you're not. On the chat, dude. What's up, bro?
I don't know.
Well, you gotta get the IT department on that.
Something. I can't get anything. I'm trying again. Trying to sign in.
Yeah.
That's all. Little glitch.
Yeah. That's what happened to Twitter earlier today. The trending topics were down for about an hour. I think Michael Jackson, like, crashed the fucking server over there. But it's up now. Now we have, RIP Michael Jackson is a trending topic. You don't want to search RIP Michael Jackson because all you see is just people who, that's all they put, RIP Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Okay, so you go to MJ's. MJ's, deeply saddened by MJ's passing. I grew up not just listening, but singing and dancing to MJ's music. He's truly a performer. Truly very, 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 very sad about MJ's death. He was probably one of the biggest talents on this planet and can never be denied. R.I.P. Go ahead.
What's the speculation around his death?
Oh, I don't even know if we're even into that yet. I mean, you have to wait for autopsies.
Yeah,
and,
I know. Back in December, didn't he take on some kind of virus and his publicist denied it, that he was in the hospital or something?
You know, you could be right. I never really followed the tabloid end of Michael Jackson's career, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I might have heard of that. I don't know. It's not ringing a bell, but I wouldn't doubt it. That guy looked like he had quite a few problems going on that were more than just chemical and physical, if you know what I'm saying. But I think today everybody's remembering their version of Michael Jackson and, you know, remembering him for, I don't know, either being the little Mikey Jackson in the Jackson 5 or if he's the Thriller era or Off the Wall era Michael Jackson that was kind of that funky grooving dance, you know. I think that was really when he was at the apex of his talent. But I mean, you know, a good talented artist is going to carry it over for years to come. And I think he did, I think all the way through up into the 90s, he was pretty much holding it down strong and was relevant and, was, you know, a huge artist. And it's, for me, this is like I said earlier, this is like my generation's, it's my generation's, Elvis, you know. I basically grew up listening to his music on the radio. And now you don't even listen to the radio anymore. You know, it's kind of, it also in some ways represents the end of an era. I mean, now you listen to blog talk radio or,
that's right.
Or you, the bazillion different channels you can find on iTunes now. It's just all, it's all over the place. It's not centralized anymore. So the days of the pop music playing on the radio are pretty much going by the wayside here.
Like everything else.
Yeah. So we're taking your calls. Feel free to call in. The number is 347-826-7667. Here with Walsh, who's trying to get the IT to get his server back up and running so he can get down with the ladies in the chat room. We've got Ava, Dancing Diva, holding it down in the chat room, and Carol, 57. Looks like we have a little harem of ladies tuning in with us tonight. And so I think I'm getting close to running out of Michael Jackson tunes. So we need to get some more callers here. We got some ladies in the room. And Carol or Ava, if you'd care to call in, please join us. Unfortunately, at the moment, Walsh can't get into the chat room to
coax you
on. Yeah, so basically you're going to have to call in if you want to get to know him. He's calling us from way up at the very with the exception of Alaska, would that be the northernmost point pretty much in the United States?
It's the most northeastern point in the United States, yes.
Yeah. Right there at the tip,
right at the tip.
The very nozzle.
Place, the first place where the sun rises.
There you go. Holding it down, taking your calls, 347-862-7667. Give us a buzz, because we're running out of Michael Jackson tunes. I might have to just start playing something else. Because I've already played Off the Wall like four times. What have I not played? No, I'm saving one of them till the end. Which we have a half an hour left. Okay, you know what? Carol 57 is on the chat room right now. I'm going to chat with her for a second here. Carol, did you just tune in? We already played Smooth Criminal. But we could play it again if you call in.
There you go.
See, you gotta dangle the carrot there, Walsh. You know, that's how we do it out here in Cali.
That's right. And you forgot to mention you're gonna play it just for her.
Of course. When she calls in, it's all about her. I mean, give me a break. Thank God that's the track she wants, because I'm getting sick of buying tunes on iTunes and uploading them. It's fucking. They gotta find some way to like integrate BTR with iTunes, where you could just like upload straight, like buy and upload straight from iTunes, and just have it go siphon right onto your file list.
Yes.
Hey, I was going to ask you, do you host your own show?
No, I don't.
No, you're just a listener slash caller.
Listener and a caller and a chatter.
Yeah. You know what? I've found it's so much more fun to be on that end. Like, I have way more fun being on other people's shows. And it's kind of, you know, your own show is kind of rough. It's, you know, it's pretty hardcore. But it looks like we got another caller on the line here. We got the 503 here. Is this Carol? Hang on, Carol, if that is you. I'm going to unmute you here.
Oh.
Hello, 503, you're on Mega Show.
Oh, hi there, it's Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hi, Walsh.
Hello, Carol.
I've seen your picture in Rose's room, and I said, I think I got you mixed up with the other guy. For some reason, I thought you were him, the other one that calls in, Taylor. For some reason, I thought you were Taylor, so I apologize. I didn't realize.
Oh, wait, are you talking about – no, that's not Taylor. Are you, Taylor's the kid who's really slow, right?
No, he's not a kid. No. He's the pain in the ass one.
Yeah, but he's kind of young, though.
No, that's Isaac.
Oh, Isaac.
Okay,
Isaac
is the 15-1. Yeah, Isaac is the 15-year-old.
Man, that Isaac's got to stay away from the weed or whatever he's on.
I don't think he's smoking any weed. I just think he's...
Oh, man, whatever he's doing, I hope he stops or I don't know. He's fun, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think he's high or anything. I just think he's just young. That's all I have.
He's young
boys.
And slow. And nervous, too. I think he's kind of nervous a little bit. But anyways, Carol, please share with us your Michael Jackson memories.
Well, I grew up watching... hold on, I have a child want me to read something.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. Orange what, Jamin?
Holding.
I'm sorry, you guys. Orange
Typical
what?
Typical Carol. She just calls in and then starts taking care of business.
I apologize. He's autistic, so he has to... What does it say, Jamin? Orange what? Read it for me. Tell me what it says. He does this to me every once in a while. Anyway, you read it to me. I grew up watching Michael Jackson on American Bandstand. So, I mean, you know, I didn't quit watching. I think Smooth Criminal was just an excellent, excellent video. I thought the dancing and the music, and it was just like, man. Hello?
Yes,
yeah,
radio.
We're listening.
I'm sorry. I apologize. So anyway,
yeah,
that's
no.
That is partly my, I love Smooth Criminal. I think it's got some of the best dancing in it. It's just, I found a, they're doing a special on YouTube, all of Michael Jackson right now tonight.
Mm.
And I found a YouTube one of Smooth Criminal, a 9-minute video of Smooth Criminal. It goes all the way to the end. Oh, yeah, it plays the whole thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, and the code has not been disabled either.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you want the link to that one or not, but that one was like.
Oh, you should post that up in the chat room right now.
All right, I'll put it up.
If you got it,
room.
Yeah, that'd be
that
great.
That one was like a really good one. It was like, let me see if that one's it. Yeah, I think this one's it.
Oh, Bobblehead Productions is in the house. Oh yeah, Milltown.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Smooth Criminal, I thought, was just very well done in the dancing, and it was just...
Yeah, I mean, he the way he moved was just unbelievable.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It was unlike anybody or anything anybody had ever seen, at least me.
Oh, yes, and he set the tone. I think he set the tone. I think he, you know, set it up for a lot of pop music just to blow. I think he just blew it open, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's what I think. I think he just blew it open. Because I don't think that many people were into it until he hit the airways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with Billie Jean, we had Billie Jean, then he had Smooth Criminal, and then he had Thriller, and then, you know, I mean, he just, the dancing, but I think what he brought to it was the dancing and the music, the choreography combined. I don't think there had been anybody that had done that before.
I think you hit
it on
the head.
To the impact that he did it.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. He was an innovator there.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of music videos after him came with the music and the choreography.
Oh yeah.
And then it
opened it up. It opened up the window for actual choreographers to get into music, like Paula Abdul. Paula Abdul was a choreographer before she was a singer, and actually I saw her on that American Idol, and I didn't see her sing at all. She just lip-synced. She just was all about choreography. She didn't even sing on her own show about singing, I thought, which was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I mean, that introduced to the choreography into it, and that shows you that, like I got to give it up to Madonna, because I've seen a lot of – I've never seen Madonna play live, but when she's up there – like, I've seen videos of her performing live, and she's not – at least the ones I saw, she wasn't lip-syncing. She was, like – you know, she was...
You ever seen her Like a Prayer video?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a good video. Anyway.
Is that the one with the burning crosses?
Yes.
You can't go wrong with a video having burn... If you just put... That's almost like a cheap gag. It's just like... All right, let's throw some burning crosses in there and some Klansmen, and let's get some blood and crucifix upside down, and that should pretty much do it. That should piss off enough people to get us some PR and a couple extra spins on MTV.
All she had to do was piss off the church, and that got her all the PR she needed.
Well, you know, look at Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation that came out after Michael's. Did you ever watch that one?
I'm gonna have to go back and look at that. I don't remember.
The choreography and the dancing in that one was just absolutely amazing as well.
Huh.
A lot of Janet Jackson's a lot of her stuff was similar to Michael's, and as far as the music and the choreography. And I think he just blew that wide open because Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation was just, man, it was just, I don't know, stuff that moves you up out of your seat, put it that way.
For sure.
So
well, if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to join us, please give us a call here at 347-826-7667. We're holding it down with Carol and Walsh. Carol, you're somewhere on the East Coast, aren't you?
No, I'm in Oregon. No, I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, you're West Coast. Okay. Oh, yeah, 503. Okay, I should have recognized
yeah.
that. Yeah. All right, we
you
got
should
the.
Have told us when, you should have told us you had a show when you were over at Desert Roads show. We didn't have any idea you had a show.
I couldn't get a word in edgewise on Desert Roads
oh.
show.
Oh, well,
you guys are just. I mean, you guys do the work for me. I don't need to. Like, it was fun to chime in a few times, but it's just. I mean, there's so much going on with you guys. It's just like this communal radio that I can't, you know, I'd rather just sit back and listen and chat and talk shit on
well,
the chat room.
Well, it's getting better, but we just had some problems with a few people. So I hope you come on one of those bad nights where we had some problems with some people where they turned
it kind of
fight.
It kind of ebbed and flowed. like you know, it worked for like a chunk of time, and then there'd be like some caller that'd come in and just blow it for everybody.
Yeah.
And then I'd tune out, and then I'd come back maybe 20 minutes later, and I was like, oh, it's safe again. All right, I'm, you know. So
well, that's
it
what
was,
we're trying to do. We're trying
yeah.
to improve it as we go, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And we're trying to...
No, but it's a good group of people. I enjoy it. That's the thing. I haven't even been into BTR for like less than a week. And
oh, really?
I'm already like finding these different little pockets of, you know, collectives of people that just, you know, basically they're on it like all day long. Everybody, you know, there's like 8 to 15 friends who all have their own shows, and they just, all right, my show's next. Everybody come over there, you know. And,
yeah, see, I can't do that. I can't go
yeah.
until like after 5 o'clock, you know what
right.
I mean? But I don't have that kind of time. I usually
yeah.
don't get on there till late evening. So
right.
That's why
yeah, no,
I like late night shows, because there are not enough late night shows for us West Coast people.
Right.
And that's why Rose
yeah.
started doing those.
Right. When does Rose do her show?
She normally does it at 11, but I don't think she's feeling too good tonight, so.
All right.
She took the night off.
Okay.
So,
well, we are more than glad to have her audience spill over here tonight.
Yeah.
And. Normally, I would have no topic to talk about. I would just, like, ramble about nothing. But, you know, luckily, I mean, I hate that it has to be the passing of a legend to do it. But quite honestly, anything to get us off the Iran talk fine by me, you know. I'd much rather mourn for, you know, a fallen star.
I won't even talk about the Iran thing. Right.
You know, it's like I'd rather mm-hmm. celebrate this wonderful giving light life that produced so much good, you know. And, you know, you can argue what he did in his personal life, but as an artist, I think he did more to
they
inspire people.
They didn't prove anything that, you know, they didn't prove that he did anything wrong. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. It's all
it.
It's
they
all speculation.
It.
And
right.
Yeah. I mean,
as far
I'm
concerned.
Yeah, I'm just celebrating his music and what it meant to me. Growing up as a kid, he was, you know.
Me too. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I used to sit there in front. Mind you, we didn't have cable. We didn't have a lot of TV. So my thing was to watch American Bandstand, because growing up on military bases, you know, you just didn't get a lot of exposure to a lot of different things. So the one thing I knew, you know, the one thing I knew I could get my music was watching American Bandstand. And I used to sit there and watch the Jackson 5. Oh, I was just like, oh, my. I used to watch Soul Train, too. I mean, because that's all there was. You'd have American Bandstand, and then back-to-back, you'd have Soul Train right after it. So,
yeah,
you
and
know,
who would have thought that who would have thought that Dick Clark would outlast Michael Jackson?
Yeah, absolutely.
I say that not knowing for sure whether Dick Clark is still alive or not. He's still alive, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is.
I know he had a stroke, and he's not as strong as he used to be, but he's still around, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, and I had been gone all day, right, because I had a doctor's
uh-huh.
appointment. My grandson had a doctor's appointment. I come home and get on Twitter, and it says, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. I said, what are you talking
yeah.
about? And I went to my news page and I said, what? What? I mean, you know, I was like, it was all over Twitter. And I said, what? I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
Oh, my God.
Anything to get Perez Hilton off Twitter, thank you.
Oh, but you know what? He got back on it, though.
Oh.
He did.
I'm
oh,
so
my God.
I'm sick of Perez Hilton. I'm
because,
so sick of him.
Well, he's back. Michael Jackson, you know, when they first announced the Michael Jackson news, he put a photo up, and he also, what he likes to do is he, like, takes photos of somebody, and he posts them on his website, but then he scribbles on them, like, scribbles, like, just the stupid, trite, just fucked up, you know, dark humor,
yeah,
I guess is what he's going for.
Yeah, he's a dick face. I'm sorry.
And he basically said, the gist of his thing was, oh, this is just another PR scam for Michael so he can get out of his tour. It was just like, dude.
You know what? Someone ought to smack him in the face.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of Perez Hilton. I'll tell you what, if anybody needs to be run off of YouTube and anywhere else, is Perez Hilton, because I am so sick of, I mean, they, you notice they have a thing on Twitter that says, do not follow, not follow Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Everybody's sick
that.
Of him. I'm absolutely sick of him.
Totally.
I'm sick of his trash talk. I'm sick of his mouth. He's so offensive. He's worse than Rosie O'Donnell. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, but.
Yeah.
You
shouldn't curse Rosie like that.
I'm sorry.
Poor Rosie. She's innocent in this. Don't bring her into this.
Well, no, but you know how people, when they open their mouth, they stick their mouth into it, and then they get bad, they get negative feedback, and they sit there and they go, well, what happened? Well, you know what? Don't open your mouth then.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know, if you're going to put yourself out there, you know, you better be able to stand up and be able to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
sit
around and cry about it when it comes back to hit you in the ass.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody sympathizes with him at all.
I hope not.
You know, and if I was, and he tries to be like a voice of the gay community, and if I was a part of that gay community that he's supposed to be the voice of, I'd be ashamed of him.
Absolutely.
I would do anything I could to take him down. Just like if I was a Republican, I'd be ashamed that we're trying to put up Sarah Palin as the leader of the party. It's just, it's like, are you kidding me? These people are just media whores. They don't care about your party or your special interests or anything. They're just out there for them.
No, I won't say nothing about politics. I won't.
Yeah,
I
that's
don't.
As close as I get to politics. I, you know, I don't mind talking about politics on the show. I know that Rose's show, that's a rule, and I have no problem adopting that rule here. Especially now, since I'm trying to salute a legend here.
Absolutely.
So why don't we do this?
I have my own political.
Yeah,
opinion,
yeah.
So
we'll
I
save just, that for another show. That'll be another show. But
absolutely. Because we're talking about
what we can do now is go into some music real quick. I need to get some air for a second. But
okay.
Carol, you're welcome to stick around. I'm gonna play another track here, and I think I'm gonna get queued up. You said, what was the song you wanted?
Smooth Criminal.
I think I have it on here. It's, my labeling is crap, so I might start and stop something else real quick. But this is gonna be Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson here on Mega Show. That's it, right?
That's it.
I'm gonna
Okay, we are back on Mega Show with Walsh and Carol.
And see, if everybody adds you to their favorites, then they'll know when your show is coming on.
Sick.
And that's a little heart up at the top.
Yeah.
Everybody at the top, go up to the top and...
I already did it.
And share and tweet and share and tweet.
I'll
so glad to have Carol
later.
In the... What's that?
I'll go to your profile later and try and find you on Twitter. Do you have
all
your
right.
Twitter link on your blog on BTR?
I think so. I don't know. You'll have to go look
there.
At my page.
Okay. Well, I'll look at it when the show's over.
Yeah. Which is coming up pretty quick here. We're almost outy.
How long
so
are you doing your shows for an hour at a time? For 1 hour?
Usually 2 hours.
Oh, I don't know. We missed you then.
Yeah, I started at this one. I started around started at 10. The first two shows I did, or first three shows I did really late night, early morning, and that was kind of a good thing. It helped me get up to speed with just like balancing, you know, the switchboard and all that stuff. And so now I'm just going to do it. I don't know. Like, I kind of like this time slot, but I think I might push it back a little bit later, which would lose some of the East Coasters probably. But I kind of like being just late night, maybe 11 or midnight for the West Coast Night Owls.
If we're not over at Rose's show.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are always welcome here.
Yeah.
Good
we
crowd.
Go there first. I mean, yeah.
Good time. Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with being the default, the backup. All good.
Well, see, what people should do is start. If people were smart, they would run them continuously. You know, like find out if people start working together, find out what instead of competing with each other.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Shows.
Is like there's this crew. There's this whole crew from. They're from Milwaukee. These kids. They're like in their 20s. And they have their own. You know about ning.com?
No.
Oh, okay. It's like it's basically like you can create your own social network.
Yes.
And, oh wow.
And people create their. So if you go to ning.com, you can sign up on there and you make your own profile and you can make your own social network where you can chat. And you make your own profiles, you upload photos, you upload videos.
Yeah, it's a real
you can
network.
Post blogs. Yeah, it's like your own personalized Facebook.
Wow.
Essentially.
Well, I do MySpace and Twitter, so I figured, okay, that's enough because I'm not doing Facebook.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can get lost in all the social networking. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's like, okay, MySpace is enough. I'm not going to do Facebook also. Well, I have older sons that are on Facebook, and I'm going, I don't want to be on the same one they're on because they don't like MySpace, so we're good,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. It's all about staying on a different social network than your kids or
absolutely.
Parents are on.
Yeah, absolutely. Because to me, Facebook was something that kind of started for, like, college kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah.
To me, that's how it originated.
Yeah.
And so I'm not college, and I'm not looking to meet up with people I knew in high school, so it's not something that I'm interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
Where MySpace, you can actually go pick your friends, and you know what I mean, and people that have the same kind of interests as you, it's a little bit different. So I kind of like MySpace better because the format's
mm-hmm.
a little different.
Yeah, I just keep going from the newest one to the newest one. Like I started off on Friendster, and then I moved to MySpace, and then I moved to Facebook, and now I'm on to Twitter. So, like I'm kind of over and done with Facebook and all that other stuff. And
yeah.
I'm sure in the next couple months I'll get done. I'll be sick of Twitter and I'll be on to whatever's next, which for now feels like it's BTR.
Oh, yeah, I've been on BTR since August of last year. In fact, my one-year anniversary is coming up in August. Ooh. I've been on here for almost a year. It is quite fun. I just don't do it all day long.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that either. In small doses,
no.
It's great.
Yeah, it's just time to find fun shows, okay? Once we got through the politics, you know, because I mostly came on here for politics.
Yeah.
And now it's become so, I don't know what the word I want to use. Now I'm just coming on here mostly for the fun shows. I'm trying to get away from, I'll go to one or two political shows, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So,
I love kicking it with the folks on Milltown. There's this dude, Milltown, and they also have their own NING site called In the Building, or Building. It's with Building is B-U-I-L-D-I-N. And it's just a bunch of kids in Milwaukee who are all friends, and they just, you know, like they'll pick a block of time and they'll just all do their own shows, and they'll just talk shit and hang out on the air. It's like, you know, just another form of social networking that a lot of people are using it for. On top of the cooking, shows and the political shows and the Christian music shows and all that stuff.
See, I can't do the cooking shows or the I'm so over some of the other shows that it's it's just time to do fun shows that just, you know, it's like a mindless activity. It's like sitting in front of the TV and just watching something that's mindless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That doesn't require a lot. You know what I mean? It's just something to say, okay, this is what I'm doing at the end of the day because I've had a really shitty day. You know, it isn't that we're taking all our shit out on people. It's just that we just want to do something fun just as a distraction or do something fun for a change.
Right. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. We're gonna get out of here. Do you guys, before we go, Walsh, do you have anything to plug?
Not at all. Not, you know.
Sweet. We'll just wait for you to show up again next time.
I'm still trying to get online here. I've been knocked off.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
The chat room's heating up right now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep plugging away. It's almost 3 o'clock here. So.
All right. Yeah, man.
I'll
if you're still on.
I'll try to request his friend, Walsh.
Excuse me?
I'll try to request his friend, Walsh.
Okay, sounds good.
And Carol, are you? Where's the party at next? Where are you guys headed to?
Well, at 12:30, Live in the Night comes on. That's a pretty lively show.
All right, Live in the Night.
Live in the Night. He's on at 12:30.
Okay.
So I don't know what else is on. I don't see anything really all that. I saw your name because I recognize your name from Rose's show. That's why I came in here.
Yeah, cool. I'm glad you did.
Yeah. And then
all right,
follow me, so.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know what, I should be doing that this whole time. I'm going to add you right now. This darn thing. BTR profile, blah, 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 Carol 57.
There you go. You're lost.
All right, we are going to add as friends.
There we go.
Sweet. So now I'm going to track you down sometime very soon. And
okay.
Big up for the chat room. Grizzly Smith, Stuck in the 70s, West Side Cali Girl, Craterico, Ava Dancing Diva, of course, Carol 57, and guest 6363, and also, of course, our good friend Walsh, who's stuck with us pretty much the whole show here.
The mysterious Walsh. I started it off by myself, and now I'm
look what you've
by
done. you've attracted a harem of women here now. So I appreciate that.
We recognize your picture from Rose's show. That's what it is. So
you
guys come into Rose's show, and we're gonna follow you guys. See?
There you go.
Right on. All right. Well, we're going to sign off here. Thanks again for tuning in.
Okay. Everybody be safe. Have a good night.
Okay.
And
thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks,
okay,
Walsh.
Bye.
That was good times, everybody. I'm so glad we got some calls and got to reminisce a little bit about Michael Jackson. And I've totally run out of time to play exit music. But I will start up this track anyway. I was going to play We Are the World. But not enough time. So you're just going to hear the beginning. No, that's not it. What did I... I do with, that's not We Are the World, is it?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, well, we only have a minute left, so let's do Beat It again. Once again, this is actually going back to, we'll just go back to Beat It. We've been playing songs over and over again. So Z23 called in. I forgot to give a big shout-out to him, Z23. I think it was past his bedtime, so he can stick with us the rest of the way. But for the last 30 seconds, here's Beat It for Z23 on the show.